Jeff, are there any more ways that we can tell people about Patreon?
You mean patreon.com/weHaveConcerns?
Yeah.
The only way that this show is made possible?
Right. The entire way we fund the show and the way that people can get extra episodes and early episodes and all kinds of bonus content. Do you think we've done that all the ways?
We haven't done a musical version.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah. I will tell you that once you open that majestic door, you know what's behind that door?
More mazes and puzzles.
Yeah. But that's cool.
Mm-hmm. At least we found something we can do together. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Anthony, I know that you have recently told me that you now wake up earlier than the sun.
I do. I'm a 5 a.m. wake up guy, and I have been for a few months now.
And how's that treating you?
It's good. It's a little rough on me when we like do something like travel like we did for PAX South.
Yeah.
Because that kind of takes me a couple time zones over and it kind of screws with that.
Oh, and also the person who you're sharing a hotel room with is baffled and doesn't understand why you must be awake at this hour when you got in after I went to sleep and got up before I wake up. How does that work?
Yeah.
I don't like it. Are you a vampire?
You would think that Jeff's a bright and early...
I thought I was.
Almost farmer-like riser. Out of the two of us, you would think it would be Jeff.
I do get up what I consider early, but 5 a.m. is a little extreme.
Yeah, but no, I do it, and it's great. I get a lot of stuff out of the way in the morning.
Were you always like that?
No, the reason I did it is because I've never been like that. And I'll get into points where I'm waking up very, very late. Like almost, like 11 a.m., something like that.
That used to be my MO.
Yeah, like a college kid or something.
Yeah.
And I just wake up and it stresses me out because you know that half the day is gone.
Right.
And you're like, well, but then you live in the night. Yeah, but you know what, man? Only so many other people live in the night and there are only so many things available to you to do at night.
I've learned that those people tend to be very unproductive people.
Yeah, I mean, you can do a lot of fun stuff at night. Like, there's way more fun stuff at night. But... getting work done, actually, doing the things that are important for me and my life and my existence.
It means you're a grown-up, Anthony. It means you're a grown-up.
I don't know.
Well, evidently, there's a new study that seems to indicate that being a morning person or a non-morning person... You say morning person, but you don't say night person.
You say night owl.
Night owl?
Because here's what happens. If you wake up enough consecutive days in a row after sunset... you will transmogrify into a raptor of some sort.
What?
Usually an owl.
Wow.
That's just science.
Wow. You just change.
You just change.
You can rotate your head 360 degrees?
Almost.
Oh.
Almost.
Well, then
it's more like a 270. Like owls can't actually do 360.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lie.
That's kind of
perpetuated by cartoons.
It's perpetuated by Big Owl.
Goddamn big owl. It's just one large owl.
One large owl.
He's like, look what I can do, guys.
It's like, I know that's a trick. The other owls are like, I know that's a trick, though.
He's so big. I gotta believe him.
Where would he hide the trick? He's huge.
He's enormous. Also, he could kill all of us.
Yeah, let's just let him have this if he wants it. Let him have it.
Damn big owl. So this new study seems to indicate that you are a morning person or a night owl based on your DNA, that there's actual genes for sleepy times.
Sure.
What do you prefer to sleep?
Yep.
This was an article that was sent to us by Will Noble. Mm-hmm. He sent it to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com.
Thanks, Will.
Yeah. This.
Okay.
This study.
Let's just get this out of the way. Let's just get it out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are probably more genetically predisposed to be one or the other. But I would also say that there's a lot of environmental, physical, and epigenetic stuff going on.
You're talking about alarm clocks.
I'm talking about alarm clocks. I'm talking about genetically engineered alarm clocks that are half tree.
You can't ignore them.
Yeah, and half living thing. Half sentient being.
The alarum clock.
Yeah. Wake up and kill me!
Oh, God, I just want to sleep 1 second more.
End my suffering! It's 7:15, you have a meeting! No, what I'm saying is, when they sequence your genome, if you send something into 23andMe or something like that, and they look at your genome and they go, oh, you are genetically predisposed to heart disease. That doesn't mean I'm going to have heart disease.
Right.
There are things I can do in my life that will limit my proclivity towards heart disease.
Right. It's not a recipe.
I am sure that there is the same thing going on with early risers and late sleepers, but that doesn't mean that you're just stuck. I don't believe it means you're stuck.
Yeah, this is actual data from 23andMe. So they took 89,000 adults that had their DNA sequenced by 23andMe, and those people filled out surveys based on just describing their personality traits, asked a bunch of questions about their lives, and it turned out that all of the people who self-reported as being morning people shared certain genes, and they linked 7 of these genes to morningness and circadian rhythms.
Mm-hmm.
So they basically can pinpoint whether you're more inclined to be someone who wants to wake up early. And I think we all know that that's not something that, or at least it seems just sort of on the face of it to be something that you just do or don't do. Mm-hmm. Like you either feel good when you wake up early, or you feel shitty when you wake up early. And so that's when I feel like, yeah, it probably does have something to do with my genetic makeup. But also, as we've been talking, I used to be a guy who slept in late, and now I wake up early. And I just changed.
Relatively early.
Well, not as early as an insane person.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I think it's the same thing. There are also, I mean, circadian rhythm, sleep cycles, a lot of this stuff is definitely chemical and hormonal. And there is a lot of stuff within that that's going to be linked to your genes. Like, in my family, we have basically teenage insomnia. We get it.
That's where you can't sleep because you keep thinking about being a teenager.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's where I just like I'm like awake at 3 a.m.
Yeah, just constantly like, thinking,
just like
about
thinking about
acne,
Snapchat, and dank memes.
Yeah, and like who you're gonna invite to prom,
and like whatever the current equivalent to the Suite Life with Zach and Cody is. I don't know. Whatever it may
That's what
be.
You're so stressed about is what is the equivalent?
What is the equivalent? I have teenage insomnia. I'm like, what are they thinking right now? What are these teens doing? Why they're cooler than me?
People with teenage insomnia often.
Am I supposed to have a longboard or like a really, really tiny shortboard right now?
Oh, what's the cool thing?
What's the cool one right now?
Yeah, the people who are afflicted with
I know it's not a motorized one. That's for dorks my age.
Teenage insomniacs usually get jobs at ad agencies.
Yeah,
where they're inclined to work.
No, but
what are they thinking?
What are they thinking? We got to find out.
What do they want?
Focus group, give them more pizza bagels. Do they like pizza
they
bagels
love
still?
It, I think.
I don't know. No, so right around the age of like 12 or 13, people in my family, on my mother's side specifically, we just don't sleep. We just don't sleep.
Wow.
And it can last for some members of my family, they swear that it's lasted their whole lives and they'll never not be insomniacs. But here's the thing. I think that there's some sort of hormonal or chemical thing that happens in teenagers. Like there's been studies on this that makes you kind of an insomniac, and then once that sort of stage of your life is done, you can pull it back and get back into a regular routine. But people don't realize how powerful a sleep routine, like what a powerful hold that has on the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Like trying to change your sleep patterns is one of the hardest things that you can do. I mean, literally the hardest thing that a human being will have to go through.
Ever.
Ever.
At any point.
In any part of the earth, in any part of history, the hardest thing anyone's ever had to do
is sleep.
Was wake up an hour early.
I agree. Hey,
so,
do you think that happened when you were a teenager and you couldn't sleep because you discovered masturbation?
No, you'd think that would put me right out.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's a good point.
Although that hormone, that chemical, actually only gets released when you actually sleep with someone.
Is that so?
Yeah, they say that
you
the
don't
actual,
get tired.
The
from...
sleepy fuzzy tiredness.
Yeah,
like,
which is unique to males, I understand.
Yes, there is a Well, I don't think it is. That only happens when you actually have sex with someone else. When you masturbate,
I wouldn't know.
When you masturbate. you probably do feel some of that, but it's a learned response.
Oh, really?
But it's definitely much stronger when you sleep with someone.
Why?
I don't know.
Huh.
But that's something that they
I should really try to sleep with someone.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool, man. Yeah. I have sex a lot. I'm a really cool teen.
Wow.
Yeah. I ride my longboard over to somebody's house because they're on Snapchat. They're like, come over. My parents aren't home, bae.
You've really figured it out. All the cool. You figured out the cool.
I don't want to go any further with this because it makes it sound like I'm pretending to be a teen to have sex with teenagers. And I don't like where it's going. I've decided that.
No, you're pretending to be a teen who's like into older chicks. You're like, it's actually age equivalent, but in your head, it's super hot.
In my head, it's really cool that I'm sleeping with like all these MILFs. MILFs being women who are younger than me.
Well, I'm sort of baffled by the whole idea of you know, fighting against my genes anyway, just like how much effort we have to put into sort of, you know.
Me too. I think I have another growth spurt coming any day now.
You're hoping
for
it.
I'm going to be 6'3".
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, as soon as you get out of your
2020 vision, it's going to happen.
As soon as you get out of your teenage years.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
But
I'm really looking forward to college. Finally, I can get out of this town.
Small town Los Angeles, and finally get to the big city.
Move somewhere a little more progressive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, God. What do you think is the better lifestyle? Do you think it truly is waking up early?
So here's
because
the thing.
Some of the things that they talk about in this article are that morning people tend to have a lower BMI.
Mm-hmm.
And they tend to...
Which BMI is bullshit anyway, but go on.
Okay. That's just one of the things that they reference here. And they tend to be, you know, I think we all noticed that morning people tend to be more positive. So I don't know how much of that is genetic.
I personally feel less stressed. I am able to get more done during the day. I am more likely to go to the gym or work out or exercise if I gotten up early. Because that's one of the first things that we throw out of our day when we feel like our day is cramped.
Oh, yeah. Working out or being healthy.
Anything that would make us healthy or happy is the first thing to go out of our daily routine if we feel strapped for time.
For sure.
So I can see I can see where that's going on. But I can also tell you that I know a lot of people who have gone the other way, who are like, no, I work for myself, or I'm freelance, or I work a job that allows me to put in my hours whenever I want to. And so I sleep in late, I'm up late, I've never been happier, I've never been less stressed. So there is something, if you can reasonably build your lifestyle around waking up late and staying up late, there's no reason not to.
Well, the other confusing thing in this article is that they said that...
You do need some sunlight, though.
Oh, yeah. You definitely need that.
Some sunlight.
Yeah. Everybody needs some vitamin D.
Yeah.
And the other thing that they point out is that men and women over the age of 60 were more likely to be morning people. Which leads me to believe that it's less genetic and more a function of age.
Yeah. I mean, as you get older, you tend to sleep less just naturally.
Right. And you tend to wake up earlier. I mean, I think we were both expressing that. Like when we were younger in college, we slept in more. And now as you get older, you find...
Well, and I think teens, once again, speaking as one of them.
Right.
I think teens get a really bad rap because they just want to sleep all day, blah, blah, blah. You're literally making an adult body when you're a teenager.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's happening. Do you know how much energy it takes? Do you know what your body is doing to turn from a child into an adult? It takes a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things, like, I actually believe, like, when you're in public school, elementary school kids tend to go to school around the same time their parents go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Middle school kids tend to go to school later in the day. And then they make high school kids go to school the earliest.
Right.
Because they're the most able to get themselves there early or whatever, or get out early, whatever their fucking reasoning is. Or they can work part-time afterwards or whatever. It's actually the worst, most destructive time to have a child or a teenager getting up early.
Oh, well, there's a lot
it's
of studies
the worst time that for
show
that,
that, yeah, low test scores are equate more to tiredness and lack of sleep than even anything else.
The best, happiest year of my high school life was my junior year when I was able to schedule it that my first My first period was driver's ed, which I got myself kicked out of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole other story. But it was pretty rad. I got myself kicked out with a good grade.
You were a backseat driver?
I was not much of a driver at all. but I was an angry child. and then my second period was what they called OJT, on-the-job training.
Mm.
I got my boss at the time to sign a paper that said I worked mornings, and I never did. But by sleeping in and not having to get to school until 9 o'clock, I was probably the happiest, most outgoing, least stressed that I had been.
Doesn't
my entire
sound like you at all.
No. I went right. I didn't like it. Went right back to being a misanthrope immediately.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. Yeah. When I was
in
college.
That's anecdotal, but you know.
No, I think it bears out. When I was in college, I structured all my classes so that, you know, I didn't start anything before noon, which mm-hmm. is when you're in college, you're like, oh my God, this is amazing. I can not have to wake up until 11.
Watch reruns.
Yeah. And stay up until 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
And it was great. But as I've gotten older, I have changed my opinion completely. And I do, as you say, I enjoy being up with the sun and knowing that, oh my gosh, I got stuff done before 11 o'clock.
Do you know what it is? Do you know why waking up early is so valuable, even though for the first probably month, it made me miserable? There is a chunk of time in the morning when no one's awake, nothing's open,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing to do. And if you've ever been one of those people that's like, I'm working this full-time job, or I'm going to school and I'm working a job, but what I really want to do is record an album.
Yeah.
Write a novel.
Yeah. Nothing better than recording an album at 5 a.m. in an apartment complex.
Well, I mean, or wherever. You know what I mean? Volume. Or writing music, like doing whatever. Whatever it is that you want to do.
Yeah.
There is a period of time that is probably from like 5:30 to like 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Where no one's going to fuck with you.
That's true.
And there's nothing to do.
They're all sleeping.
Your email's not going off. Nobody needs anything from you.
Yeah.
And that's when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, that's when I'm getting the shit that I want to get done. And it's only like an hour
yeah.
or an hour and a half. But it's shocking how much an hour and a half a day will turn you into somebody, from somebody who wants to do a thing into somebody who is doing the thing.
Right.
And that's why I think getting up early is valuable.
Completely.
You
no,
can
I
do
agree,
the same
agree.
Thing at night, late at night, but I just, your body is tired, your brain is tired, you've already been through the day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certainly not feeling my most creative or able to put out the best stuff at that time, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
That's why I'm doing it.
I think it's valid, and I have certainly experienced that feeling of, you know, especially when I was, you know, hardcore training for marathons and stuff, when I would wake up early and run, there's no better feeling.
Well, that's a waste of time.
Well, no, it made me feel really good.
Yeah, it's a
and
waste
it was healthy
of your time. On this earth, you only get one life and you spend it running to run more.
Well, but it was early and
running
it felt
is
good.
Oh. And you know this.
Mm. Wow.
No, but I agree with you. There's no other time that you would have trained for a marathon.
Yeah, exactly. And you can get it out of the way in the morning and you feel great all day long. And it's that kind of thing where like you get up and the first thing you do is kind of the most energized thing you do.
It's the only thing that you want to do throughout the day, right? You're sitting at your desk, you're sitting in your cubicle, you're sitting at school.
Yeah.
And you're like, God, I wish I could just do this. If I can get everything done.
Right. I could just play Heroes of the Storm.
If I could get everything done today, get everybody off my back, I can have an hour at the end of the day to learn the guitar.
Right.
Well, fuck that.
Do it
fuck
first.
That, because nobody's going to give you that time.
Yeah.
Get up, do it first, and then the rest of your day, you're like, fuck you, throw whatever you want at me, life. I'm a guy who's learning how to play the guitar.
I think we all regret electing you proto-teen because now you're betraying all the teens and telling
teens.
Them to wake up early.
Listen, I'm a sleeper agent.
And that's your one.
No!
That's your one. You did it.
I'm literally a sleeper agent. Wow.
Well done.
Well, I guess we know what the title of the episode's going to be. What about you guys? Are you an early riser? Are you a night owl?
Did you change at a certain point? Or have you stayed the same? Is it in your DNA or have you had to fight against it?
Yeah. I think there are things that are in your DNA, like your eyes are blue. And then there are things in your DNA, like you're an early riser. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's some things that are a little more mutable.
I've been fighting against blue eyes my whole life.
Shh, you're losing that fight, buddy. Losing that fight.
God, if I could just wake up earlier, maybe my eyes will be
maybe
brown.
Maybe my eyes won't be so beautiful and piercing anymore. Fuck you. Let us know what your sleep patterns are and how they're working out for you on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those big owl.
Yeah.
And hey, enjoying the show.
I'm enjoying the show very much. I wake up early in the morning and I listen to it.
It doesn't matter.
It energizes my whole day.
It doesn't matter.
Ugh.
I'm asking if the audience is enjoying the show, because if they are, there is something they can do to help us out. The first thing is to share an episode that you love with a friend that doesn't know anything about the show yet.
Yeah, that's the only way we can expand our audience is by exposing new people to it. And that's where you come in, because you know new people. We know all the people we know have listened.
I try not to know new people.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you guys to help me out here. Because new people are the worst, but we need them to listen to the show.
We need them desperately, but we hate them.
And then the second thing that you can do is head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns and check out what we're doing there. That is the only way we make money on the show, and we have some things coming up that you guys have been asking for, including video versions of episodes, animated bits, and just tons and tons of extra stuff. And you get some extra stuff, too, if you give a buck or two. So check that out, patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.